Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm still here at Geekery Con, the first of its kind, and it's winding down a little bit, but I'm really happy to be here talking to the always awesome Dr. Stiebel. How's it going, sir?
Great. The doctor's going to mess you up because he's going to take away your question cue cards.
All right. Cool. I kind of sort of remember some of the things I was going to ask you. The cool thing you do, and it's always funny, is when we ask you about some of your, what were your favorite and least favorite movies of the summer of 2015,
one of the really cool ones was Ant-Man.
Yes.
I quite enjoyed it. It was, all I can say is, wow. I left that movie feeling super awesome, kind of like I did with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it had a lot of heart to it, and just great story. Like, Age of Ultron was okay, but I think there's something missing from it.
Yeah, exactly. Age of Ultron was like, you know, see the movie, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I was kind of afraid to say it's okay because I thought that everyone would jump on down my throat on that.
No, compared to the first one, it was just okay.
Another good one is Man from U.N.C.L.E. Doctor quite enjoyed that. It was a nice, fun ride.
I haven't seen that one yet, but I know you were not a fan of Fantastic Four.
Well, I wasn't disappointed with it because I went in with zero negative expectations.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing looked cool when he did the thing. They took one of the most powerful, awesome characters in the Marvel Universe and turned him into, like, a joke. Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
Really? Really? What is this guy? Some guy you can piss all over? It's terrible. He's like, grow up, so she didn't like you. You know, get yourself another woman.
Now, what I actually liked about the Fantastic Four movie,
not the ending,
up until the superhero stuff.
I like the popcorn.
It was okay. The popcorn.
Popcorn was good.
I thought the origin part was okay, but as soon as they started doing the superhero stuff, it just went all the way
down.
What do you
mean the superhero stuff?
Like when they first donned the costumes and they started working for the government with their powers and all that.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen them together in that movie. They were all separate.
I don't think so either, yeah.
Reed Richards, ooh, I'm going to run away, ooh, boo-hoo. And Doctor Doom, ooh, the girl didn't like me, and I'm going to destroy the planet. Really, dude, really.
And they didn't act like a family like they do in the comics either.
No, not. I mean, Johnny Storm looked cool when he, you know, was flame on. Thing looked cool when he did his thing, and when Reed Richards stretched that one time, it looked pretty cool.
One time, yeah.
And then at the end, they get together and say, hey, let's be a superhero team. Like, really?
And it looked like they were in the same complex as the Avengers from the end of that movie.
No, you're right. You got our leftovers here. Here's our set that we didn't use. I think fantastic about it was the name.
True.
Like, we all knew it was going to suck, but then actually seeing it is like, you know, my expectations were so low that it kind of surpassed that. I said, let's give it a shot. That was dumb. Dr. Doom, really? The villains make your character. I mean, hell, they could have just, like, put Mole Man or something in there.
Yeah.
Anyone, but not take an awesome character and make him...
She don't like me. I want to kill everyone because I like being on this planet alone.
Really?
Yeah, that was dumb.
Like, what? You have a kitchen? You eat? You what? You just, like, walking around in, like, a freaking lava pit? You're weird. Good thing we destroyed you. Freaking psycho.
Who would win in a fight, Dr. Doom or Dr. Stiebel?
Or Dr. Stiebel, for sure. Just like freaking take magnets on him. You just have to take spray paint on his eyes. You can't see. You can't even talk. Dr. Doom, really? Freaking Doom, that character. Thank you, Fox. It's called foxing up a movie.
Nice. If Dr. Stiebel was going to have his own Legion of Doom, so to say, who else would be on the team?
You definitely want some stupid, like, Bizarro. You definitely want someone like that. I want someone that throws shoes. Lots and lots of shoes.
Nice.
Like Captain Boomerang, but, you know, with shoes attached to it. That's what I would want.
Nice.
you know, people that are, you know, expendable and don't think too much or question orders, you know, the dumb people.
Cool. Now, I know you have a bunch of shows coming up. Where are you going to be next?
The Doctor will be at Burlington Toy Con tomorrow. If this gets up in time, great.
Always a great time.
If it doesn't get out in time, then it's passed. He's going to be at London Comic Con. I'll be hosting, emceeing the costume contest.
I've heard good things about that con.
I like the people running it, so I'm 100% on board with them. Cool. Hamilton Comic Con, I'm 50-50. Probably will show up.
Me too.
Just don't know. It's probably because the people on the floor maybe won't go. I'll test out my, you know, air shark there.
Nice.
Floating air swimmer shark. This way he can attack Ian Ziering.
Look, oh, there you go.
He missed one. Sharknado, get him.
Nice.
I think I'll program to keep bumping into him. We're trying to sign autographs. Boom. Boom. Imagine that.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. Stop. Stop it. Stop bumping me. Stop. The Sharknado. He's out for revenge.
I'd love to go to that one. They have like a pretty good guest list this year at Hamilton.
They do. I've met most of them, so I'm not too thrilled. It's always a pleasure meeting Jeremy Bullock. He's an awesome person. Him and his wife, I love interacting with them.
You can meet Short Round this year.
Short Round, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
It's not fortune cookie!
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, he's talking about the girl I thought doing the priest thing, you know.
No.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Nice. Did you have a good time today?
Doctor, I had a great time today. Met some really awesome cosplayers and hung out with some more artists.
Well, I definitely appreciate you coming. I appreciate you being media for it, too. I'm honored that you would do that. So.
Media, I just talk to people. That's all I do.
Well, I appreciate it.
The doctor would like his camera back, Mr. Ryan, all things geek.
Oh, okay.
He took my cameraman. He stole it.
Oh, Ryan.
I go, Ryan, he took my cameraman, and suddenly he played the race card. He goes, what? Because I'm black. You saying I'm stealing your cameraman? That's how you white people work. I had no retort. I mean, you know, how do I counteract that?
True.
Thief.
Ah, dude, it's always nice talking
to you. I would have called the cops, but yeah, I swear they were going to beat you.
Oh.
Right? Did I go too far across the line?
Well, you are evil, sir, so.
I am.
All right, well, thanks for coming out today and for being patient while we got to your interview. And always great seeing you.
The doctor was first. You don't have to let people know what
the doctor was first.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Now, thanks for coming here. I appreciate it, man.
No problem. It's a pleasure being here. It's been fun.
All right. We'll talk to you at the next one. Thanks a lot.
Was this successful?
Yeah, I liked it. I had a great time. I think everyone did well. And I'm happy and ecstatic. I can't wait for the next one.
Excellent.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.